Okay. Text 21. Chapter 1, text 21. Arjuna Vavasa. सेनयोरुभयोर्मध्ये रथं स्थापयमेच्युत यावदेतान् निरीक्षेहं योद्धुकामानवस्थितान् कैर्मया सहयोद्धव्यं तस्मिन् रणसमुद्यमे. अर्जुन सेड, ओ इनफैलिबल वन, प्लीज ड्रॉ माय चैरियट बिटवीन द टू आर्मीज सो दैट आई मे सी दोज प्रेजेंट हियर हु डिजायर टू फाइट एंड विद हूम आई मस्ट कंटेंड इन दिस ग्रेट ट्रायल ऑफ आर्म्स. Although Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, out of his causeless mercy, he was engaged in the service of his friend. Now this expression, causeless mercy, is an important expression. It needs to be understood properly. Causeless mercy. Haituka, ahaituki kripa. Nirhetuka kripa. It gives you the impression that Krishna is simply just giving mercy, which is also his nature. This is his nature, to be compassionate upon various living entities and towards his devotees and so on. But that is also the statement from the 4th chapter, Ye yatha mam prapadyante tamsta thaiva bhajamyaham, that I reciprocate according to the surrender of my worshipper. So then, but then there is also causeless mercy on one side. So how do we reconcile this? It can be reconciled in this way, that Krishna's reciprocation is vastly superior to the tiny efforts made by his worshippers, and therefore is causeless mercy. Like for instance, let us say one wants to purchase a computer. A computer may cost 30,000 rupees nowadays. But suppose someone comes and he wants to sell you a brand new computer from a factory for 300 rupees. That is causeless mercy. And he tells you, if you don't give 300 rupees, I won't give you the computer. But if you give 300 rupees, I'll give you the computer. It is worth 30,000 rupees. He is giving it to you for 300 rupees. So he's still charging. The transaction still has some features of a reciprocal transaction. So in that way there is some reciprocation. But at the same time, it is causeless mercy. It is super abundant. So out of this causeless mercy, Krishna was engaged in the service of his friend. Now this is called his Bhaktavatsalya. Bhaktavatsalya means the Lord is excessively affectionate, excessively fond of his devotees. This is a unique level of reciprocation. I'll read this paragraph and then I'll come back to it. He never fails in his affection for his devotees, and thus he is addressed herein as infallible, as charioteer. He had to carry out the orders of Arjuna. And since he did not hesitate to do so, he is addressed as infallible. Although he had accepted the position of a charioteer for his devotee, his supreme position was not challenged. In all circumstances, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rishikesha, the Lord of the total senses. The relationship between the Lord and his servitor is very sweet and transcendental. The servitor is always ready to render service to the Lord. And similarly, the Lord is always seeking an opportunity to render some service to the devotee. He takes greater pleasure in his pure devotees assuming the advantageous position of ordering him than he does in being the giver of orders. Since he is master, everyone is under his orders and no one is above him to order him. But when he finds that a pure devotee is ordering him, he obtains transcendental pleasure although he is the infallible master in all circumstances. The idea is this, that Krishna's nature is to reciprocate with his pure devotees in the higher rasas as if they are equal to him, or sometimes as if they are superior to him. Now there is one section here from Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 19. I'll read, Prabhupada gives a long purport about the various rasas. This is important, this is an important purport, so I'll read this. This comes under texts 183 to 184. Bhakti bhede rati bhed pancha paraka shanta rati dasya rati sakshya rati aar. Patsala rati madhur rati ei pancha bibhed rati bhede krishna bhakti rase pancha bhed. According to the devotee, attachment falls within the five categories of shanta rati, dasya rati, sakhya rati, vatsalya rati and madhura rati. These five categories arise from devotees' different attachments to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The transcendental mellows derived from devotion service are also of five varieties. Now keep in mind, we are talking of devotees who are already on the liberated level. We are not talking of a sadhaka. We are engaged in sadhana bhakti, vaidhi sadhana bhakti right now. Then that has to, by the mercy of Krishna and his associates, that has to mature into spontaneous devotion service, and that has to lead to bhava bhakti, and then that will lead to prema bhakti when Krishna so desires. So at that time, the original relationship of the jivatma towards Krishna will be re-manifest. That can be of five different categories. The first one is called Shantarati. Purpose. Shantarati is described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as follows. Manase nirvikalpatvam shama ityabhidhiyate. When one is completely free from all doubts and material attachments, he attains a neutral position called Shanta. This is Shantarati. Shantarati actually. From this position, there is a platform on which Shantarati happens. Shantarati is the platform for Shantarati. So when one is completely free from any material attachment, zero connection with Maya, then the living entity is considered to have come to the Shanta platform. So that was Shantarati. Here is Shantarati. Shantarati is described here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking to Rupa Goswami. Shantarati swarup buddhe krishnaika nishtata shamoman nishtata buddhe iti shri mukha gatha. When one is fully attached to Krishna's lotus feet, one attains the shamata stage. The word shamata is derived from the word shama. Therefore, shantaras, the position of neutrality, means being fully attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the verdict from the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. This state is called self-realization. So when one is completely attached to Krishna's lotus feet, then that is called shantaras. This is the position of neutrality. The corresponding words from the Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu follows. Samoman nishtata buddher iti shri bhagavad vachaha tan nishtha durghata buddher etam shantaratim vina. These are the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When one's intelligence is fully attached to my lotus feet, but one does not render practical service, one has attained the stage called shantarati or shama. Without shantarati, attachment to Krishna is very difficult to achieve. Shamoman nishtata buddher dama indriya samyama titiksha dukta sammarsho jihvo pastha jayodhratihi. The word shama or shantaras indicates that one is attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. Dama means controlling the senses and not being deviated from the Lord's service. Endurance of unhappiness is titiksha, tolerance. And dhrati, control, means controlling the tongue and the genitals. I'll only read the first sentence of this purport. This verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam 11:19:36. Next text of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna vina Krishna tyag tar karja mani ataye shanta Krishna bhakta ek jani. Giving up all desires not connected with Krishna is the business of one who is in shantaras. Only a devotee of Krishna can be situated on that platform. He is thus called a shantarasa bhakta. In this position, one is free from all material enjoyment. When one is not agitated or disturbed, he can immediately realize his relationship with Krishna. A Shantara's devotee is therefore always fixed in realization. This instruction was given by the Lord himself to Uddhava. The beginning of pure devotion service is called Anyabhilashita Shunya. When one is situated on the platform of neutrality, he is freed from the material platform and fully situated in spiritual life. And the purport continues, but I'll skip that. Next verse. Swarga moksha krishna bhakta naraka kori mane krishna nishtha krishna tyag shantir duhi gune. When a devotee is situated on the platform of Shantaras, he desires neither elevation to the heavenly planet nor liberation. These are the results of karma and jnana, and the devotee considers them no better than hell. A person situated on the Shantaras platform manifests the two transcendental qualities of detachment from all material desires and full attachment to Krishna. Narayana Parashvarvena Guru Krishna Divyati Swargapavarga Narakeshu Abhitulyasa Darshinaha. A person who is devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana is not afraid of anything. Elevation to the heavenly kingdom, condemnation to hell, and liberation from material bondage all appear the same to a devotee. This verse is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 6:17-28. Elevation to the heavenly planets, liberation from material bondage, and condemnation to hell are all equal to the devotee. We are talking of a pure devotee who has attained Shantaras. The devotee's only desire is to be attached to the lotus feet of Krishna and to engage in his transcendental loving service. Eidri gunu dape sab bhakta jane akasher shabda gun jeno bhuta gane. These two qualities of the Shantaras spread through the lives of all devotees. They are like the quality of sound in the sky. Sound vibration is found in all material elements. The two qualities of Shantaras mentioned in verse 215. One is fixed on Krishna, the other is he has no personal desire. No personal spiritual desire, no personal material desire. They are present in all kinds of devotees, whether they are in Dasyaras, Sakhyaras, Vatsalyaras or Vatsalyaras. The example of sound is given here. Sound not only exists in the sky or ether, but it is also present in air, fire, water and earth. This is a scientific explanation of devotional service. Just as sound is present in all material elements, the qualities found in Shantaras are present in all devotees, whether they are on the platform of Dasyaras, Akhyaras, Vatsalyaras or Madhuras. Shantaya Svabhava Krishne Mamata Gandha Heen Parambrahma Paramatma Jnan Praveen. It is the nature of Shantaras that not even the smallest intimacy exists with Krishna. Rather, knowledge of impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma is prominent. Because of an impersonal impression of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a devotee in the Shantaras relationships worships the impersonal Brahman or localized aspect of the Absolute Truth, Paramatma. He does not develop a personal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. Keval Swarup Jnan Hoy Shantarase Purneshwarya Prabhu Jnan Adhik Hoy Dasya. On the platform of Shantaras, one realizes only his constitutional position. But when one is raised to the platform of Dasyaras, he better understands the full opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishwar Gyan Samhram Gaurav Prachur Seva Kori Krishne Sukh Den Nirantar. On the Dasyaras platform, knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is revealed with awe and veneration. By rendering service unto Lord Krishna, the devotee in Dasyaras gives constant happiness to the Lord. Shantir Gun Dasya Ache Adhik Sevan Ate Dasyaras Ei Dui Gun. The qualities of Shantaras are also present in Dasyaras, but service is added. Thus, the Dasyaras platform contains the qualities of both Shantaras and Dasyaras. So that is important to note, that whenever we are talking of any of the associates of the Lord who are absorbed in love of God, we should keep in mind they have the qualities of Shantaras. They have no personal desire. They don't have any personal desire. Their desire is only to make Krishna happy. The higher wish. Okay, I'm coming back to text 183 purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where there was a description of Shantarati. Vihaya Vishayon Mukhyam Nijananda Sthitir Yata Atmanah Kachyate Sotra Swabhava Shamayityasau Praya Shamapradhanana Mamata Gandhavarjita Paramatma Taya Krishne Jata Shantar Ratirmata. The Shantarati realization of Krishna is in the neutral stage between the conception of impersonalism and personalism. This means that one is not very strongly attached to the personal feature of the Lord. An appreciation of the greatness of the Lord is called Shantarati. This attachment, not to the personal feature, but to the impersonal feature. Generally, one in this stage is attached to the Paramatma feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam, Hridesher Janatishtati, Brahmayan Sarvabhutani, Yantrarudhani Maya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. On the strength of this statement from the Bhagavad Gita, we can understand that in Shantaras, a devotee sees the Lord's representation everywhere. Now in Shantaras, there are also other features. One gives up an attitude of being favorable towards sense gratification. One has no desire for one's own self gratification. That's very, very important. Dasya Rati is explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as follows. Swasma bhavanti ye nyuna te nugrahya hare mata arajyatvatmika tesham satih priti dhirita tatra asaktikrit danyatra priti samharini hyaso. When the Supreme Lord in his localized aspect is appreciated and a great devotee understands his subordinate position, not only does he surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but due to his subordinate position, he wishes to render some service and thus become favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A devotee in Shantarati is not very much willing to render service to the Lord, but a devotee in Dasyarati voluntarily wants to render service. Due to this attitude, the devotee in Dasyarati realizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead more fully than a devotee in Shantarati. He considers the Lord to be a worshipable object, and this means that his attachment for the Lord increases. Thus, Dasyarati is characterized as Bhakti Paraishanubhavo Virakti Ranyatracha. In other words, on the Dasyarati platform, a devotee is attached to rendering service to the Lord and is detached from material activities. Shantarati is neither material nor spiritual, but Dasyarati is actually on the spiritual platform. There is no attachment for material things on the spiritual platform, Virakti Ranyatracha. A devotee in Dasyarati has no attachment for anything but Krishna service. So on the platform of Dasya, one actually progresses further, higher than Dasya, and enters into active service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in text 222 goes one step further. Shantir gun dasyar sevan sakhye dui hoy dasyar sambhram gaurav seva sakhye vishwasmay. The qualities of Shantaras and the service of Dasyaras are both present on the platform of Sakhyaras. On the platform of fraternity, the qualities of Dasyaras are mixed with the confidence of fraternity instead of awe and veneration. So Sakhyaras is a further development on top of Dasyaras. If you consider Sakhyaras to be the ground floor, Dasyaras is the first floor. If you consider Shantaras to be the ground floor, then Dasyaras is the first floor and Sakhyaras is the second floor. Each one has the qualities of the previous. Kanthe chode, kanthe chodai, kore krida ron, krishne seve, krishne korai, apon sevan. On the Sakharas platform, the devotee sometimes offers the Lord service and sometimes makes Krishna serve him in exchange. In their mock fighting, the cowherd boys would sometimes climb on Krishna's shoulders and sometimes they would make Krishna climb on their shoulders. Vishram pradhan sakhya gaurav sambram heen ataye sakhya rase teen gun chin. Awe and veneration are absent on the platform of fraternity, since this rasa is predominated by service imbued with confidence. Therefore, sakhya rasa is characterized by the qualities of three rasas. Mamata adhi krishne atmasam gyan ataye sakhya raser vash bhagavan. On the platform of Sakhiras, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is controlled by the devotees who are intimate with him and think themselves equal to him. So that's the unique position of those who are on the plane of friendship. In text 183 purport, Prabhupada continues, Sakhirati is described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as follows. Jesus Tulya Mukundasya Te Sakhaya Satamata Samyad Vishwamba Rupaisham Rati Sakhyam Nihochyate. According to the opinion of advanced devotees and learned scholars, a devotee in Sakhirati feels equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is a relationship in friendship. Due to having a friendly relationship with the Lord, not only is one free from material attachment, but one believes in equal dealings with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is called Sakhirati. The Sakhirati devotee is so advanced that he treats the Lord on an equal level and even exchanges joking words with him. Although one is never equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Sakhirati devotee feels equal to the Lord and he does not feel guilty because of this. Usually it is offensive to consider oneself equal to the Lord. The Mayavadis, for example, consider themselves equal to the Lord, but such feelings entail bereavement because they are material. Sakhirati, however, is a feeling experienced in the mind by a pure devotee and is eternally related with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in that feeling. So, Arjuna was in Sakhiras. And therefore, he does not have any personal desire. There is no desire for material happiness, no desire for spiritual happiness. But he has all the qualities of Sakhiras, Dasiras, and Shantaras, Dasiras, and Sakhiras. And therefore, he is able to order Krishna. And Krishna finds this very sweet. Krishna likes this very much. He likes devotees on the Dasiras platform. But he likes devotees on the Sakhiras platform even more. Sweeter. Here, Prabhupada, he says that Arjuna is addressing Krishna as Achyuta, infallible. He never fails in his affection for his devotees, and thus he is addressed herein as infallible. See? Shenayor Uhyor Madhye Ratam Sabaya Mechyuta Achyuta. O infallible one. Now there are two reasons why he is infallible. One is, he never fails in his affection for his devotees. He never fails to lovingly reciprocate with his devotees. Like here, Arjuna is ordering Krishna to move the chariot and he did not hesitate to do so. And therefore he is Achyuta. Another position of Achyuta is, another explanation for the name Achyuta is, although he had accepted the position of a charioteer for his devotee, his supreme position was not challenged. In all circumstances, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rishikesha, the Lord of the total senses. So he is still infallible. So even if he becomes Parthasarthi, charioteer, the driver of Partha, the son of Pritha, Arjuna, still he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He never falls down from his position of being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he doesn't fail, he doesn't fall down in either way. Doesn't fall down from his affection for his devotees, nor does he fall down from his position. He is infallible in both ways. 23. Yotsyamanan avekshiham jayetetra samagata dhartarashtrasya durbuddher yudhe priyati girshava. Let me see those who have come here to fight, wishing to please the evil minded son of Dhritarashtra. It was an open secret that Duryodhan wanted to usurp. And he's taken the kingdom of the Pandavas by evil plans in collaboration with his father Dhritarashtra. Therefore, all persons who had joined the side of Duryodhana must have been birds of the same feather. Arjuna wanted to see them on the battlefield before the fight was begun, just to learn who they were, but he had no intention of proposing peace negotiations with them. It was also a fact that he wanted to see them to make an estimate of the strength which he had to face. Although he was quite confident of victory because Krishna was sitting by his side. Now this is important. If a Kshatriya goes on a war, he has to make an estimate of what he is facing so that he can make proper strategy to deal with the opposition. Now since preaching is a war, we also have to make proper estimate whether we can actually fight on the preaching field in a certain way or not. We cannot accept something which we cannot handle. We can only accept that which the spiritual master decides is appropriate for us. We cannot accept, like for instance, you cannot tell a strict Vaishnava, whether he's a brahmacharya or a strict Vaishnava following the regulative principles, maintaining celibacy, you cannot tell such a person, you please go and deliver the prostitutes in Calcutta. That is beyond his ability. Of course, some good has to be done to everyone. But you have to know, preaching means you have to catch the fish without getting wet. That is called preaching. Similarly, if you see how Prabhupada organized the Bhaktivedanta Institute, Prabhupada wanted to preach to the scientists, and he wanted that they also be given Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So Prabhupada, he organized the Bhaktivedanta Institute. The Bhaktivedanta Institute comprised of members of ISKCON who had a scientific academic background and training. But the Bhaktivedanta Institute was hosted in ISKCON temples. He did not tell them, all right, all of you go to university, mix with all those non-devotees and preach to them, because then they'll be finished in no time. That's not the way to preach. Prabhupada, instead, he had the Bhaktivedanta Institute organized separately. And Prabhupada would often talk to them and he would give them association. They were practicing devotees, living with devotees. And Prabhupada told Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, our private business is to worship Radha Krishna, and our public business is to kick the scientists with logical arguments and scientific papers and so on. So you have to manage the preaching in such a way that you can ensure that the preacher's faith in Krishna consciousness is not disturbed. There are so many devotees who think that they can go to the universities, live amongst the devotees, study with them, and gradually make them Krishna conscious, or gradually make them favorable to Krishna consciousness. Very, very risky plan. Very risky strategy. And so far in ISKCON, we have not seen good results. Most of the devotees have lost faith that Prabhupada is accurate on all aspects of Bhagavatam. The more you mix with academic non-devotees, because they emanate faithlessness, you also lose faith. Faith comes from one who has faith. Knowledge and understanding come from one who has knowledge and understanding. There are so many people who are very, very, very skilled in teaching. So many non-devotee professors. They have an excellent understanding of the philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. But because they have no faith in them, they emanate their faithlessness. So if you sit and study from them, associate with them, there's a very good chance that your whatever faith you have is going to be eroded away in no time. So before you fight, you have to make an estimate of the strength which you have to face. Just as Arjuna is making an estimate. Can you handle it? Can you handle it in such a way that after 10-15 years, you will still continue in Krishna consciousness with full faith in the disciplic succession and their understanding of scripture? You cannot do it, then why should you engage in that type of preaching activity? You can preach in so many ways. You can become a doctor. Even if you want to be in a university and be a teacher, you can take up a subject which has no bearing on your spiritual life. Like for instance, you can study law and you can become a professor of law. You can become a professor of physics, math, biology, zoology. How many subjects are there? Why do you have to study Sanskrit, Indian studies, Indology? Because all that, the professors are going to give an idea which is the very opposite of what your spiritual master in the disciplic line is giving you. In fact, Prabhupada actually told Amogha Prabhu when he was preaching to the scholars in the academia in Australia, Prabhupada told him, you have to fight with them. The more you fight with them, Krishna will be pleased with you. So you don't become friends with them. You fight with them. So one has to know the strength which one has to face.
What is that institute doing now? Bhagavan is still there?
Bhagavan Institute is very much there. They are focused on the physical sciences. And they publish books, they have conferences. Prabhupada outlined the strategy. And there are various, you can say, branches of the Bhagavan Institute. They're doing a good job.
Where is it? In Nagpur?
No. They are in different parts of the world. There are devotees. There's,
so
there's one branch in Calcutta. There's one branch in Berkeley, Bombay actually, there are two branches. Then we have Drutakarma Prabhu, he represents the Bhaktivedanta Institute. There's so many devotees. In Hungary also some devotees are engaged in the same activity of Bhaktivedanta Institute. They're doing very nice work of publishing, just the type of work that, especially these devotees, I said. They're doing nice work. Excellent work.
So when do you get more information about that?
You do an internet Google search and definitely you'll find. They're doing nice work. They've published solid books. Sadabuddha Prabhu was a member of the Bhaktivedanta Institute. He published solid books, very, very fine books. Very good. Very good. But you see, my point is, Prabhupada knew, he knew how to make strategies for the preaching war, and kept the Bhaktivedanta Institute with the devotees, with the Vaishnavas. Did not let them indiscriminately mix with non-devotees. Very dangerous. Asat sangatyage Vaishnavachar. Vaishnava means one who avoids non-devotees. He wants to give mercy to non-devotees. He doesn't want to receive any mercy from non-devotees. Text 24. Sanjayo Vacha. Evamukto Rishikesho Gudakeshena Bharata Senayor Priyor Madhye Sthapayatva Rathottamam. This is not a complete sentence in Sanskrit. In Sanskrit, text 24 and 25 constitute one sentence. But Prabhupada has broken it up and translated it for ease of understanding. Sanjay said, O descendant of Bharata, having thus been addressed by Arjuna, Lord Krishna drew up the fine chariot in the midst of the armies of both parties. In this verse, Arjuna is referred to as Gudakesha. Gudaka means sleep, and one who conquers sleep is called Gudakesha. Sleep also means ignorance. There is a verse in the second chapter towards the end. Jnanasya sarva bhutanam tasyam jagati samyami. And those who have not taken to Krishna consciousness, they are considered to be sleeping. They are sleeping in ignorance. That's why Prabhupada is saying. Sleep also means ignorance. So Arjuna conquered both sleep and ignorance because of his friendship with Krishna. Note this statement. So Arjuna conquered both sleep and ignorance because of his friendship with Krishna. Because he was a friend of Krishna, therefore he could conquer his sleep and ignorance. Again Prabhupada repeats this. As a great devotee of Krishna, he could not forget Krishna even for a moment, because that is the nature of a devotee. Either in waking or in sleep, a devotee of the Lord can never be free from thinking of Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes. He's talking of a pure devotee of the Lord. Thus a devotee of Krishna can conquer both sleep and ignorance simply by thinking of Krishna constantly. Again, note. The Prabhupada is saying that you can conquer both sleep and ignorance simply by engaged in Krishna consciousness. So if we are engaged in Krishna consciousness, then we can conquer sleep and ignorance. We cannot conquer sleep and ignorance without making our lives filled up with devotion service. Many times we get into this trouble. We actually understand that Maya is very troublesome. And we start fighting with Maya. Now you cannot actually fight with Maya. You can only surrender to Krishna. If you surrender to Krishna, then he will save us from Maya. It's like, suppose you commit a mistake. In India it's very prominent because it's such a nice corrupt country. It's very prominent. You do some small mistake. Like for instance, you're driving around in Calcutta. And you commit a small mistake. For instance, there's a rule you should put a helmet on or something. And you don't have it. And it's already 7:30 at night. And some policeman catches you. Why he catches you? Because he didn't get enough bakshish that day. He couldn't get enough bribe. So he wants to catch on to some some fellow. She caught you. She catches you and he says, "Hey, I'm putting you on charge, you better do this, you do that." You can't start fighting with that man. Because first of all, you're wrong. You're wrong. You've done some illegal activity. He's going to punish you. The more you fight with him, the more it becomes more and more complex. Then he will say, he'll speak something just to provoke you. And then he'll catch his shoulder. Then another charge will put. Oh, assault. Assault on the police. So one, you didn't put your helmet on. Second, you tried to assault a policeman. So these are things which people often do. So the more you try to fight with the situation, the more it becomes complex. On the other hand, let us say, you know some big person in the police. You know him very well. You just have to, without fighting with this man, you just have to make a phone call and say that, "See, I made a mistake. I'm willing to pay what is required, do what is required, but please don't. This man, if he takes me to the police thana, police station, for the next 2 hours, then I'm going to be late. I'm going to be late at home, and some guests are coming. I have to take care of them. I don't want to be late. I'm willing to do whatever is required, but let everything be settled now. So if you just make a phone call to somebody whom you know, submissively, that person, he just tells by phone. He gives the phone to this police and he says, "Hey, leave that man. Leave him alone. He will give you 100 rupees, take it, write a receipt, give it to him, finish. Don't take him to the police station and keep him for 1.5 hours and all that. Do what is required by law and leave him. And then leave him. But if you start fighting with him, then it doesn't work. So the same way, if we want to conquer the ignorance and sleep that are induced by Maya, we cannot fight with Maya. Sometimes we get into this. I get into this also. And I want to actually get out of the circumstance by my own fight. It doesn't work like that. I have to increase my Krishna consciousness. I have to increase my devotional service to the Vaishnavas. I have to increase my service to the spiritual master, to Prabhupada, to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, to the previous acharyas. I have to increase my service to the devotees, to the deities. I have to increase my service to the Dham. If I do that, then Krishna becomes happy and then Krishna tells me, "Hey, leave him alone. Leave him alone." So that's how it happens. That is why Prabhupada is saying, thus a devotee of Krishna can conquer both sleep and ignorance simply by thinking of Krishna constantly. This is called Krishna consciousness or Samadhi. As Rishikesha, or the director of the senses and mind of every living entity, Krishna could understand Arjuna's purpose in placing the chariot in the midst of the armies. Thus he did so and spoke as follows. Bhishma Drona Pramukata Sarvesham Cha Mahi Kritam Uvacha Partha Pashyaitam Samavetan Kuruniti. In the presence of Bhishma, Drona and all the other chieftains of the world, the Lord said, "Just behold, Partha, all the Kurus assembled here." He didn't tell him, "Just see all of your enemies." He said, "Just look at all these Kurus. Look at all these relatives." As the super soul of all living entities, Lord Krishna could understand what was going on in the mind of Arjuna. The use of the word Rishikesh in this connection indicates that he knew everything. And the word Partha, or the son of Kunti, or Pritha, is also similarly significant in reference to Arjuna. As a friend, he wanted to inform Arjuna that because Arjuna was the son of Pritha, the sister of his own father Vasudeva, he had agreed to be the charioteer of Arjuna. Now what did Krishna mean when he told Arjuna to behold the Gurus? Did Arjuna want to stop there and not fight? Krishna never expected such things from the son of his aunt Pritha. The mind of Arjuna was thus predicted by the Lord in friendly joking. Text 26. Tatrapashyat sthitan parthas pitrinat pitamahan acharyan matulan bhratrin putran pautran sakhim stha shvashuran sukhridashyaiva senayor ubhayor abhi. There Arjuna could see, within the midst of the armies of both parties, his fathers, grandfathers, teachers, maternal uncles, brothers, sons, grandsons, friends, and also his fathers-in-law and well-wishers. So now Arjuna could see. You see, just notice how Arjuna is looking at them. He is not looking at them as his opponents. Instead, he is looking at them, hey, that's my father, or an equal to my father. That is my grandfather, or someone on the level of my grandfather. That is my teacher. That is my maternal uncle. That is my brother. That's my son. He's looking at everyone from his bodily relationship point of view. So his way of looking at them is very different from how he previously used to be. This is not the first time Arjuna has faced a war. As I mentioned earlier, on the last day of his exile, 13-year exile, Arjuna was fighting. He single-handedly drove away the whole Kaurava group outside the kingdom of Virata. But now, by Krishna's arrangement, Arjuna is Krishna has made him deluded. That's why he's seeing like this. On the battlefield, Arjuna could see all kinds of relatives. He could see persons like Bhurishrava, who were his father's contemporaries. See, in the Vedic tradition, you refer to a father and those on the level of a father as Pitrivarga, the category of fathers. And sometimes you even refer to them as fathers. Similarly, you refer to a mother, another Matrivarga, others on the level of your mother, your mother's sisters, they're all one level, they're all mothers. So that's why it is said, he saw his fathers, Pitrin, he saw his grandfathers, Pitamahan, and so on. Similarly, we have the expression, gurus. We have a guru, guru's godbrother, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he respected Ramachandra Puri, who was a godbrother of Ishwara Puri. When Ramachandra Puri would criticize Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya took his criticism very seriously. And then he said, no, it's my guru. It's a guru. The guru criticizes. Whatever may be his intention, an ideal disciple should take heed, should pay attention to it. Similarly, that's how he considers his father's contemporaries to be like fathers. Grandfathers, Bhishma and Somadatta, teachers like Dronacharya and Kripacharya. Kripacharya was the brother-in-law of Drona. Maternal uncle means mother's brothers, Shalya and Shakuni. Shakuni is the brother of Gandhara. Shalya is the brother of Madri. Brothers like Duryodhana. This is actually a cousin brother. It's still brother. Brothers like Duryodhana. Sons like Lakshmana. The son of your brother is also like a son only. Sons like Lakshmana. Lakshmana is the son of Duryodhana. Friends like Ashwatthama. Ashwatthama was the son and student of Dronacharya. He was a co-student of Arjuna in Gurukul. Friend. Well-wishers like Kritavarma, etc. Kritavarma is from Dwaraka. He could see also the armies which contained many of his friends. 27. Tan samikshyasra kaunteya sarvan bandhu navasthitan kripaya paraya vishto vishidan nidam abravit. When the son of Kunti, Arjuna, saw all these different grades of friends and relatives, he became overwhelmed with compassion and spoke thus. He became overwhelmed with compassion. In the Gita, Prabhupada writes, Kripate kandila mon ati dayavan Vishanna hoiya bole suno bhagavan. He was ati dayavan, excessively compassionate. He was a very compassionate soul, Arjuna. We will see that. Arjuna was a very, very compassionate soul. Arjuna vacha drishtve evam sva janam krishna yutsum samupasthitam sidanti mama gatrani mukham cha parishishyati. Arjuna said, my dear Krishna, seeing my friends and relatives present before me in such a fighting spirit, I feel the limbs of my body quivering, shaking, and my mouth drying up. This is an important purport. Any man who has genuine devotion to the Lord, has all the good qualities which are found in godly persons or in the demigods, whereas the non-devotee, however advanced he may be in material qualifications by education and culture, lacks in godly qualities. This is actually a statement from the Bhagavatam, which Prabhupada is going to quote at the end of the purport, and we will look at Prabhupada's purport in the Bhagavatam also on this. Any man who has genuine devotion to the Lord, if I possess genuine devotion to the Lord, then I will develop good qualities. I cannot be a genuine devotee and at the same time have bad qualities. I may temporarily have them, but it is definitely going to go away if I continue like this. Because if you perform proper devotional service, then our bad qualities will disappear. Prabhupada very strongly states this. In one conversation, Prabhupada tells his disciple that he has a verse from the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam in his mind, that when you engage in devotional service, three things happen. One is you develop bhakti, devotion to the Supreme Lord. You develop a taste for bhakti, bhakti yoga. The other is you directly experience the Supreme Lord. You directly will be able to see, like Prabhupada says, you will be able to see Krishna face to face and shake hands with him. So one moves in that direction internally. Bhakti pareshanubhavaha. One develops direct anubhava, direct experience of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. The third feature is viraktiranyatracha. One develops detachment, renunciation from everything else. That everything else means bad qualities. The desire to enjoy this world, the desire to enjoy this body, the desire to and so on. These are all everything else. And Prabhupada says, just like when you're eating. When I'm eating, my hunger will go away. If I'm eating, and after eating one full meal, I'm still as hungry as I was before, then something is very wrong. I'm very sick. That means I'm not taking the medicine and food properly. Prabhupada says, if you take the proper medicine and you take the proper food, if you take the proper food, then definitely your hunger will go away. And in fact, in that conversation he says, that means you didn't eat food. You ate some nonsense. That is why you are still hungry. So Prabhupada says, if you still have material desires and you have material hankerings, even after engaging in devotional service, that means you are doing something which is not proper. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was asked this question, why is it that sometimes we see some of your disciples, they still seem to have so many material desires and now they are materialistic. They are engaged in devotional service whole day. Why they are still like this? Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said that devotional service is like eating. But if you have worms in your intestine, then whatever food you are eating, they are going to be taking. So therefore you are still skinny. So you are eating so much and you are still skinny. That means the worms are eating. Your body is not taking it. The worms are taking it. So similarly, when we engage in devotional service, we have to be cautious. That is why Prabhupada is saying, anyone who has genuine devotion to the Lord, is all the good qualities which are found in godly persons or in the demigods. Is all the good qualities that the demigods have. The demigods are not bad people. Sometimes in ISKCON, we think that the demigods are a bunch of foolish nonsense. Great offense. A great Vaishnavas. The demigods are seeing Krishna on a daily basis. It is described in Bharat Bhagavatamrita that every day Lord Vamana appears in the palace of King Indra. And he receives a personal Mangalarati, and they do Arati Kirtan on a daily basis. He comes, he sits and talks to them. They're not worshipping just a statue or a deity. He actually comes. If they don't have devotion, why will he come? Do we have Krishna like that? They are definitely very fortunate. They have many good qualities. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in order that we develop full attachment to Krishna and no attachment to any of the posts of the demigods, Shukadeva Goswami, he presents an underlying criticism of everything that is within the material world. And there's an underlying criticism of the position of the demigods also. You know, they have a position, material position. Their material facilities. So Shukadeva Goswami criticizes any attempts to gain those positions. Because Shukadeva Goswami is speaking pure devotional service. He doesn't want us to get distracted by anything which is materially wonderful. And therefore he appears to make a joke of the demigods all the time, pointing out all of their faults. But this is simply to give us a firm attachment to devotional service to the Supreme Lord. This is not to criticize the Vaishnava nature of the demigods. This he doesn't do. So they have good qualities, but all those good qualities will also manifest in me if I develop genuine devotion to the Supreme Lord under the guidance of a spiritual master and the disciplined line. Whereas a non-devotee, however advanced he may be in material qualifications by education and culture, lacks in godly qualities. Because his temporary godly qualities are going to disappear over time. It is just temporary. As such, Arjuna, just after seeing his kinsmen, friends and relatives on the battlefield, was at once overwhelmed by compassion for them, who had so decided to fight amongst themselves. As far as his soldiers were concerned, he was sympathetic from the beginning. But he felt compassion even for the soldiers of the opposite party, foreseeing their imminent death. And while he was so thinking, the limbs of his body began to quiver and his mouth became dry. He was more or less astonished to see their fighting spirit. Practically the whole community, all blood relatives of Arjuna, had come to fight with him. This overwhelmed a kind devotee like Arjuna. Arjuna is kind by nature. Because he is a pure devotee, he naturally has kindness in him. Although it is not mentioned here, still one can easily imagine that not only were Arjuna's bodily limbs quivering and his mouth drying up, but he was also crying out of compassion. Actually, that he was crying, we understand from later verses. Such symptoms in Arjuna were not due to weakness, but due to his soft-heartedness, a characteristic of a pure devotee of the Lord. It is not by Arjuna's intrinsic weakness. Arjuna is a pure devotee of the Lord. He does not have intrinsic weakness in him. It is because of his pure devotion to the Supreme Lord. When you become a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord, you become very soft-hearted. But nevertheless, in the next few verses, you will see Prabhupada will say that Arjuna is in this position because of a material conception of love. What has happened is, Krishna influences Arjuna just as if he has the material conception of life. So Krishna is using Arjuna more or less as a medium to teach the whole world. So Arjuna becomes like a puppet of the Lord. So Krishna is influencing Arjuna and making him talk just like a non-devotee. He's making him talk just like a non-devotee. So you have to understand what is happening under two levels. One is the reality. The reality is Arjuna is a pure devotee. The reality is compassion coming from his soul, Jivatma, originally. On the other hand, we also have to learn lessons from this. When we are in material conception of life, we also will start crying and all this. So Arjuna is trained like a sample. So sometimes Krishna will talk, Prabhupada will talk about Arjuna as if he is a conditioned soul, as if he is a materialistic soul. But this is by the inconceivable arrangement of the Lord to teach us a lesson. It is said therefore, Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavat Yakinchana Sarvair Gunai Tatra Samasate Surah Harava Bhaktasya Kuto Mahat Guna Manorathena Sati Bhavato Bhati. One who has unflinching devotion for the personality of Godhead has all the good qualities of the demigods. But one who is not a devotee of the Lord has only material qualifications that are of little value. This is because he is hovering on the mental plane and is certain to be attracted by the glaring material energy. So he's going to be attracted by the material energy, he's going to do some nonsense, so his good qualities go away. Now, this is a verse from the fifth canto, chapter 18, text 12. Important verse. I'll read Prabhupada's explanation as it appears here. Yasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvair gunai tatra samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathena sati bhavato bhaji. All the demigods and their exalted qualities, such as religion, knowledge, renunciation. The demigods, they are religious, they are spiritual knowledge, they are renounced. All the demigods in their exalted qualities, such as religion, knowledge, and renunciation, become manifest in the body of one who has developed unalloyed devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. So, for one who has unalloyed devotion for Vasudeva, all these qualities are manifest. On the other hand, a person devoid of devotion service and engaged in material activities has no good qualities. Even if he is adept at the practice of mystic yoga or the honest endeavor of maintaining his family and relatives, he must be driven by his own mental speculations and must engage in the service of the Lord's external energy. How can there be any good qualities in such a man? So how can there be any good qualities in somebody who becomes attracted by Maya? These good qualities are going to go away. They are not permanent. Purport. As explained in the next verse, Krishna is the original source of all living entities. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15.7, wherein Krishna says, Mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manashasthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. All living entities are part and parcel of Krishna, and therefore, when they revive their original Krishna consciousness, they possess all the good qualities of Krishna in a small quantity. Krishna has 64 primary qualities. And Rupa Goswami says that the first 50 of those primary qualities are present in the form of drops in the living entities who are pure. That means when you come to the liberated platform, you are on a pure state. So you will have all those 50 qualities of Krishna, first 50 primary qualities of Krishna, in the form of drops, bindu bindu tayar kuche, in the form of drops, literally. That is what Prabhupada is talking about here. They possess, when they revive their original Krishna consciousness, they possess all the good qualities of Krishna in a small quantity. When one engages himself in the nine processes of devotion service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakshyam, Atma, Nivedanam, one's heart becomes purified and he immediately understands his relationship with Krishna. He then revives his original quality of Krishna consciousness. In the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 8, there is a description of some of the qualities of devotees. For example, Sri Pandit Haridas is described as being very well behaved, tolerant, peaceful, magnanimous, and grave. In addition, he spoke very sweetly. His endeavors were very pleasing. He was always patient. He respected everyone. He always worked for everyone's benefit. His mind was free of duplicity, and he was completely devoid of all malicious activities. These are all original qualities of Krishna. Krishna is actually a very good person. He is actually very good. These are all original qualities of Krishna. And when one becomes a devotee, they automatically become manifest. So when we engage in unflinching devotion service, unalloyed devotion service, genuine devotion service, spotless devotion service, full-fledged devotion service, inoffensive devotion service, then these qualities will start appearing. If these qualities do not appear, then we know that we are doing something wrong. Just like you are eating, and after eating you are still weak. Your hunger hasn't gone. Then you know something is wrong. Sri Krishna Kaviraj, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, says that all good qualities become manifest in the body of a Vaishnava And only by the presence of these good qualities can one distinguish a Vaishnava from a non-Vaishnava. It's like, suppose you bring one small iron bar and you tell me that's a magnet. Now I've seen magnets. Magnets are generally, at least the ones I've seen, are rectangular and they are colored in a certain way. So when I look at it, I'll think that's a magnet. But if I put it near some iron piece, it doesn't attract any iron piece. Then I'll tell you, what is this? This is not a magnet. Why are you calling it a magnet? It doesn't have the quality of a magnet. It looks like a magnet, but it doesn't have the quality. Similarly, we cannot assume that just because somebody appears to be a Vaishnava, for instance, someone born in a Vaishnava family is a Vaishnava, is a devotee. My child is a devotee. He is born to practicing devotee, so he is a devotee. Even the son of a Brahmin is not a Brahmin. How can the son of a Vaishnava be a Vaishnava? So just as the son of a Brahmin is a Brahma Bandhu, the son of a Vaishnava is a Vaishnava Bandhu. You have to give training and make him, give him the chance to become a Vaishnava. He is a potential Vaishnava, just as the son of a Brahmin is a potential Brahmin. So similarly, we are also corresponding to our qualities of devotion service, we will be recognized as Vaishnavas. Therefore, Prabhupada says, Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, says that all good qualities become manifest in the body of a Vaishnava, and that only by the presence of these good qualities can one distinguish a Vaishnava from a non-Vaishnava. Krishnadas Kaviraj lists the following 26 good qualities of a Vaishnava. He is very kind to everyone. He does not make anyone his enemy. He is truthful. He is equal to everyone. No one can find any fault in him. He is magnanimous. He is mild. He is always clean. He is without possessions. He works for everyone's benefit. He is very peaceful. He is always surrendered to Krishna. He has no material desires. He is very meek. He is steady. He controls his senses. He does not eat more than required. He is not influenced by the Lord's illusory energy. He offers respect to everyone. He does not desire any respect for himself. He is very grave. He is merciful. He is friendly. He is poetic. He is expert. He is silent. 26 qualities. They are listed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are also originally, this list is coming from Krishna in Uddhava Gita, in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. So we should keep in mind that without quality, nobody will consider us Vaishnavas. Even if you say, I am from ISKCON, I am Prabhupada's grand disciple, I have been in the movement for 30 years. It means nothing, 30 years of nothing, that's all. So these are some important points. I'll now go to the other commentators. I'll begin with Vishwanatha Chakravarti. From Vishwanatha Chakravarti, I'll take a couple of points. His comment on text 24 is very, very interesting. Nice comment he has made. Text 24 says, Evamukto Rishikesho Gudakeshena Bharata. Notice here, Arjuna is referred to as Gudakesha. And Krishna is referred to as Rishikesha. Rishikesha means the Lord of everyone's senses, the Lord of the senses. Gudakesha means, Gudaka can mean sleep, can mean ignorance. Krishna Chakravarti gives a further meaning, one meaning. Rishikesha, Sarvendriya Niyanta Api Evamuktaha Arjunena Adishtaha. Even though Rishikesha is the Lord of everyone's senses, he was ordered by Arjuna. So even though he is the Lord, he is being ordered. Arjuna Vak Indriya Matrena Api Niyamyaha Abhut. He became controlled by Arjuna's sense of speech. Even though he is supposed to be the Lord of everyone's senses, he became controlled by Arjuna's sense of speech. Aho prema vashyatvam bhagavataha iti bhava. How much the Supreme Lord is controlled by the pure love of his associates. Gudakeshena takes the word Gudakeshena and analyzes that. He takes Guda splits it into Guna and Akesha, and points out that by Arjuna's sweetness, he has controlled, he has brought Sri Krishna under his control. And then he also takes Gudaka as Nidra, as sleep. And then he says, Gudaka Nidra, Tasya Ishena, Jita Nidrena Ityasaha. One who has conquered sleep. Atrapi Vyasayam. And if you accept this explanation, Sakshan Maya Ya Api Niyanta Yah Sri Krishnaha, Sacha Api Yena Prema Vijitya Vashikritaha, Tena Arjunena Maya Vrittihi Nidra Varaki, Jiteti Kim Chitram. Even that the master of Maya, Sri Krishna, even he has been conquered. He has been brought under control by Arjuna. Arjuna's love for Krishna is so great. He has even brought Sri Krishna, who is the master of Maya, under control. So for him to take one aspect of Maya called sleep and bring it under control is very, very easy. If he can control Krishna, if he can conquer Krishna, he is ordering Krishna, please move my chariot. And Krishna is immediately doing it. So Krishna is conquered by Arjuna, by his pure love. So Chakravarti is saying that if Arjuna has so much love for the Lord that he can conquer the Lord of Maya, for him to conquer Maya, or one aspect of Maya called sleep or ignorance, there is nothing. What is so wonderful about that? That sleep is wretched for him. Nothing. It's insignificant for him. Tena Arjunena Maya Vrittihi Nidra Varaki Jiteti Kim Chitram Iti Bhava. So there's nothing great about that. Vishwanath also, he doesn't comment elaborately on the other verses, because they're quite obvious, but Baladev Vidyabhushan has some things to say. In that time, his comments are quite serious, in the sense that they're quite elaborate sometimes. Text 21 to 23. He takes Achyuta, first of all. Remember, Krishna is referred to by Arjuna as Achyuta. Text 21. Senayor Bhayor Madhye Ratham Sthapaya Mechyuta. He Achyuteti Swabhava Siddhad Bhaktavatsalyat Paramaishwaryascha Nakhyavasesma. Achyuta means the one who never falls down from his affection for his devotees, from his bhaktavatsalya, which is natural and inherent in him. It is naturally established in his swabhava, of Krishna's swabhava, to be affectionate towards his devotees. So he doesn't fall from that. And he doesn't fall from his supreme position, Paramaishwarya Channa Chavase. He doesn't fall from his position of being the supreme personality of God. Please take the armies so that I can see those who are Yodhukama, who are interested in fighting with me. Natu Saha Asmabhi Sandhim Chikisho. These people are not interested in coming up with a compromise. Avasthitan, Natu Bhitya Prachalitan. I want to see these people who are standing to fight, not people who have run away due to fear. Nanu Tvam Yodha, Natu Yugdha Prekshakaha, Tataha, Tad Darshanena Kim. Now he anticipates that Krishna might be thinking, you're a warrior, you're supposed to fight. You're not the spectator of a war. You didn't come here to watch somebody else fighting. You have come here to fight personally. So what do you want to do just by going and having a look there? So he anticipates that Krishna might be thinking like that. So he says, no, I want to see with whom I must fight in this war. Kair maya saha yodhavyam asmin rana samudyam. Asmin बन्धूनामेव मितः रणोद्योगे कैर्बन्धुभिस्सह मम युद्धं भावि इत्येते ज्ञानाय एव मध्ये रथस्थापनम्. इन् आर्डर् टु नो दिस् देट् वर् ऐ वाण्ट् टु सी एण्ड् देन् स्टिल् कृष्ण मै बि थिङ्किङ्ग् ड्यू टु फ्रेण्ड्शिप् वाट् इफ् दे कम् एण्ड् आस्क् यू फार् अ काम्प्रमैस् देन् अर्जुन इस् सेङ्ग् नो 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 दे वाण्ट् टु फैट् they don't want to compromise. Yotsyamana, they want to fight, they want to go for a fight, they are not interested in anything lower than that. Durbuddehe kudiyaha swajivana upayan anabhigyasya yudhe natu durbuddhi apanayane. Saying these people have come here in order to please the evil minded Duryodhana. Why is he evil-minded? Less intelligent means evil-minded. What does that mean? That means he doesn't even understand what he should do to survive in life, because we are going to finish him. So if he had some intelligence, then he would not come for this fight. Having come for this fight, we are going to destroy him. So he doesn't know what to do to survive. And these people who have assembled here, they are Yudhe Priya Chikeshava. They are his well-wishers in the war. They are only interested in pleasing him by impelling him to fight. They are not interested in doing actual good to him by removing his bad intelligence. Natu Durbuddhi Apanayane. They are not good in that. They're not interested in that. Atasim Rittam Yapekshayam Sanjaya Praha Evamiti. And then what happened? Then Sanjaya spoke that Gudakesham, he told Rishikesham to place that best of the chariots. He has also commented on Gudakesha. Gudaka Nidra Tasya Ishaha Sva Sakha Shri Bhagavad Guna Lavanya Smriti Niveshena Vijita Nidra. By being completely absorbed in the sweetness and the attractive qualities of his dearmost friend, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has become the Lord of Sleep. Tat Paramabhaktaha Tena Arjunena. He is a supreme devotee of the Lord. He is a very exalted Vaishnava. Tena pravartita Rishikeshana tachitta vritya vritya vritya. Text 27. Transamikshya's account here. On this, Bharadeva Vidyabhushana has given an important note. Atha सर्वेश्वरः दयालुः कृष्णः सपरिकर आत्म उपदेशेन विश्वम् उद्दिधीर्षुः अर्जुनं शिष्यं कर्तुं तत्स्वधर्मेऽपि युद्धे मा हिंस्यात् सर्वाभूतानि इति श्रुति अर्थ आभासेन अधर्मताम् आभास्य तं समोहं कृतवान्. Now at this moment, after Krishna showed Arjuna the relatives, at that moment when Arjuna was watching them, then the Supreme Ishwara, Supreme Lord, the Lord of all, the most merciful Krishna, he desired to deliver the whole universe by imparting instructions about himself and his paraphernalia. And in order to do that, he wanted to make Arjuna his disciple. And for that, what he did was, he put Arjuna under an illusion. What type of illusion? Even though for him to go on a religious war, it is his swadharma, he brought to Arjuna's mind certain Vedic statements such as Ma Himsyat Sarva Bhutani, don't commit violence towards any living entities. He brought to his mind all these such statements, made him misunderstand those statements, and he made him consider his own swadharma to be adharma. In that way he put him under illusion. And therefore, when he came under that illusion, then he became overwhelmed with compassion. And then he started to speak all this. Many things he spoke were just crazy. Because Krishna has already touched the butter. So it's just happening, the program is running. Now he is, Baladeva Vidyabhushan Prabhu is saying that Arjuna's compassion is Svabhava Siddhasya Kripa Iti Jyotyate. This is original. Like Prabhupada says, this is part of his nature, the pure devotee. And that's what he is thinking like this. There is a word here, Kripaya Parayavishtam. If you take, if you split it like how Prabhupada does it in the word for word means, Kripaya, by compassion, Paraya, of a high grade, then the translation will be that he was overwhelmed with great compassion. But you can also split it as Kripaya, Aparaya, Aparayetiva Chedaha, Swasainye Purvamapi Kripasti, Parasainye Tu Aparapi Sabhuditiyataha. That he also had compassion for the members of the opposite army. So the translation will change. And then Arjuna's statements are being brought out by Sanjaya in text 28. Keshav Kashmiri has brought out some interesting points. His remarks are very interesting, as usual. Okay, Achyuta, look at his comment. This is text 20, 21. Why Arjuna is addressing Krishna is Achyuta. Senayor Ubhayor Madhye Ratham Sthapaya Mechyuta. Hey Achyuta, Yatha Tava Kutopi Chutihi Nasti Tatha Me Ratham Ubhayo Senayor Madhye Sthapaya. Just as you never experience any chuti, any fall. So in that way, please place my chariot in between these two armies so that nothing will happen to my chariot also. Nahi ekatraiva sthiribhuya yodhum niyamosti kimartham ubhayo sena yor madhye rata sthapaniya iti apekshayam aha yavad. Now the general rule for warfare is you stand with your army and you fight and then you progress in a certain prescribed direction. There are rules for fighting. Then for what reason are you telling me to put the chariot in between? What is this? There's no rule in the scriptures dealing with kshatriyas and warfare that you should take the chariot and place it in between. What is this? Iti apekshayam aha. Arjuna anticipates that Krishna might be thinking like this. And therefore Arjuna says, speaks text 22. Yavadeta nirikshayam yodhukamanavastitam. No, I don't want this permanently. This is just for some time. Until I see. As soon as I see, I'll get done. Yodhukamanavastitam. Etan. Yavadaham nirikshayam. Tavatkalam sthapaya. Natu sarvada. Iti artha. Just place my chariot until I see. I just want to examine who are these people. Nanu tvam preshako bhutva drashtum agatosi. Yodhuve tya. So you came here to see the war. I thought you came to fight this war. With this in mind, he says, no, I want to see with whom I am fighting. I want to see who are, with whom I should fight and who are trying to fight with me, who are qualified to fight with me. Kesha maya saha mamache kai saha yodhum yogya mithya saha. Who is qualified to fight with me? So Arjuna has that in mind. Manu bhandava sarve tvaya drishtapurva eva. But these are all your relatives. You've seen them before. Yogyatam, ayogyatam cha janasi eva. And you know who's qualified to fight with you, who's not qualified to fight with you. Kim punaratra tan nirikshanena. Then what is the point of seeing them? Itiche tatraha yochyamana. Then he speaks, text 23. Now I want to see those who have come to please the evil-minded son of Dhritarashtra, those desiring to fight. Then text 24, 25. He refers, see, this is an interesting remark. You see in text 24, Eva Mukto Rishikesho Gudakeshena Bharata, where Sanjaya refers to Dhritarashtra as Bharata. Notice this. Or descendant of Bharata, having thus been addressed by Arjuna, Lord Krishna drew up the fine chariot in the midst of the armies of both parties. So Keshav Kashmiri, he reveals what was going on in Sanjaya's mind. He says, Ati dharmikasya bharatasya anvaye jatasya tava api jyati droha chintanam anuchitam iti bhava. That you have taken birth in the dynasty of the greatly religious Bharata. Being his descendant, it is not appropriate that you are considering how to kill your own relatives. And then he saw his various relatives. Now Sridhar Swami has commented on the different types of people whom he saw. Text 26. Acharyan, Matulan, Bhatrin, Putran, Pautran, Sakhim, Satha, Swashuran, Suhridashtay, Senayorupayo, Rabi. That he saw his friends. And then he saw his well-wishers. Well-wishers, Sukhridaha means Krita Upakara. Those who actually have helped him, actually done something good for him, they are well-wishers. Prabhupada in one lecture he says that in Sanskrit there are particular words, Sukhrid, even though it means a friend, it has the meaning of an active friend as a well-wisher. Whereas there is another word, Mitra, there is another word, Sakhi. Prabhupada says there are various connotations to it, they are all not the same. Different types of friends. So that is the reason why in text 26 you find different categories spelled out. He saw his sakhi, his friends, he saw his sukhrit, which comes out to be well-wishers like Kritavarma. Okay, this is a very nice, important remark Keshav Kashmiri makes on for text number 27. He says, "Tan samikshya sarvantaya sarvan bandhu namastitan kripaya bhaya vishto vishidan nidama bravi." When the son of Kunti, Arjuna, saw all these different grades of friends and relatives, he became overwhelmed with compassion and spoke thus. Kinshav Kashmiri says, Pitrihinanam vane klishtanam rajya bhagaha deyaha iti tava kripa na upanna. These Pandavas, they were bereft of their father. They were suffering in the forest. After all that, one portion of the kingdom was meant to be given to them. But you never had any kripa, any compassion on them. Tatha Arjunastu Mahadevad Indradeshcha Labdha Divyayadhopi ಅಗ್ನಿದತ್ತ ಗಾಂಡೀವ ಧನುಷ ವಾಸುದೇವೇನ ಸಾರಥಿನ ಚ ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ಕ್ಷತ್ರಿಯ ಜಯನ ಸಮರ್ಥ ಅಪಿ ತಾನ್ ಸರ್ವಾನ್ ಬಂಧೂನ್ ಅವಸ್ಥಿತಾನ್ ಸಮೀಕ್ಷ್ಯ ಪರಯ ಸ್ವಾಭಾವಿಕ್ಯ ಕೃಪಯ ಆವಿಷ್ಟ ವ್ಯಾಪ್ತ ಅಭೂತ್. ಬಟ್ ಲುಕ್ ಎಟ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ. ಅರ್ಜುನ ವಾಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶಿವ ಬೈ ಇಂದ್ರ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಅಬ್ಟೈನ್ಡ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ವೆಪನ್ಸ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೆಮ್. ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ದ ಗಾಂಡೀವ ಬೋ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅಗ್ನಿ. ದ ಗಾಂಡೀವ ಬೋ ವಾಸ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಟ್ವೈಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ then whoever heard it out will shake. It will reverberate throughout miles. When Arjuna demonstrated that to Uttara, Prince Uttara, on the last day of his exile, Uttara became completely unconscious. Couldn't even handle it. He couldn't even imagine. First of all, it was so huge. It was huge. And he wouldn't even believe this Brihannala. This Brihannala was just saying, that's my bow, I am Arjuna. Yeah, it's a joke, you know. You cannot be Arjuna. You know Arjuna who he is? He is somebody, he is a VVIP. Who are you? That is Gandiva, the shining on the tree, Shami tree. They had kept it on Shami tree. And they take it and he just twanged it. So that's Gandiva. So he was gifted with Gandiva, Arjuna. And the Vasudeva himself became his charioteer. And he is capable of conquering over all Kshatriyas. Under all circumstances. So even though he is so qualified, so much blessed and gifted, when he saw his relatives, then he became overwhelmed by his inherent compassion. Just see the difference between him and you. Now, why, how can he be like that? That is understood from the word Kaunteya. Arjuna is referred to as the son of Kunti. That's Kutaha. How is Arjuna like that? Why is Arjuna like that? Kaunteya. Because he is son of Kunti. Maha aparadhinyapi kamse kshamashilasya jnaninaha bhaktasya vasudevasya tat samashilaya bhaginyaha kuntyaha sutaha. Kamsa was the greatest offender. He had committed atrocities after atrocities on Vasudeva. But still, the great learned devotee Vasudeva, he was filled with forgiveness for him. And his sister is naturally like him. She is also very forgiving. And this is the son of that lady, Kunti. That is why he is very forgiving. Therefore, out of compassion, he spoke these words. And then what he spoke, that he puts it out. ತಚ್ಚ ದೃಷ್ಟ್ವೇತಿ ಆರಭ್ಯ ಧಾತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ರಣೇಹನ್ಯು ಸ್ತಂಭೆ ಕ್ಷೇಮತರಂ ಭವೇತ್ ಇತ್ಯಂತಂ. ಈ ಸ್ಪೋಕ್ ದೀಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಈ ಸ್ಪೋಕ್ ದೀಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ವೇ ಟು ದ ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಬೆಟರ್ ದಟ್ ದೀಸ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕಿಲ್ ಮೀ. ದಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಈ ರೆಫರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಆಸ್ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹೇ ಸಚ್ಚಿದಾನಂದ ಸ್ವರೂಪ, ಓ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಇಟರ್ನಿಟಿ ಬ್ಲಿಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್. I cannot see these people. These people have come armed with their weapons. They have put their kavachas and they come to fight with me. I am feeling pain all over my body. Yirsum yodhum ikshum samupasthitam samyak shastra kavachadi sannakhya samipesthitam drishwa ava ghatra nyangani sidanti yathante. It's paining. Mukham parishushyati sarvatah shushyati. My face is all dried up in every way. Okay, we'll stop with this. We'll continue on Monday. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.